All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Tuesday, December 2nd of 2025. Looking ahead here, we have a big 10-game NHL slate, as well as a 5-game NBA slate to go along with it. So, should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions, get your questions in. One of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there's a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. And then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So you can tune in any one of those days to get your questions answered. All right. With that said, we do have a couple questions that came in prior to the show. So we will get SaberSim pulled up. Got the NBA slate pulled up here. And then we will jump into these questions. So looks like two questions here. One from, or both from Shane, but the first one, Saber system versus one group per contest, NBA 4-6 contest. So a couple things here, right? A couple things that I think we could be talking about. The first one is obviously the templates, right? Mentioning the one group per contest. You know, let's talk about these here, right? And this is a demo I did for somebody. Get rid of that. So these are your three default templates. Okay. They all do something different. Now, there isn't a wrong or right one. I know that's a question that people will have, but it is good to know the different options at your disposal and kind of take it from there, right? Because different users want different things, right? For instance, let's say you're playing 220 max contests, right? Some people like to play the same 20 lineups in both contests. Some people like to play 40 unique lineups. Some people like to play where you can have overlap, but maybe it's not guaranteed. So maybe you end up playing 35 unique lineups, right? Each of these templates kind of achieves a different thing for a different type of user. So all contests in one group, what that will do is it will give you one group with 20 lineups, and it will assign both contests to that group. So this would be the option, the all lineups, all contests in one group would be what you would use if you want to have the same lineups in both 20 maxes. Direct fill would also give you one group, but it would give you 40 lineups, one lineup for each entry that you have. So small difference in the number of lineups here. And then one group per contest would give you two groups, both with 20 lineups, and then one contest assigned to one group, the other contest assigned to the other group. Now, with regard to the part that I mentioned, where you could have some overlap, but not all overlap, so it's going to be controlled via this setting up here, this avoid duplicates across lineup groups toggle, okay? If you want 40 unique lineups but have different groups, leave this on. If you are okay with some lineups overlapping, then you can turn off this toggle and maybe five lineups overlap, maybe three, maybe none. But this at least gives the builder the option to overlap if it sees fit. So that is what this toggle up here controls. All right, next question. Starter versus Ultimate, do they both feature contest sims, meaning they both use simulations to pick the lineups? All right, good question. So there is a distinction that needs to be made here. There's effectively two types of sims that SaberSim uses, okay? The first one is our game sims, okay? The way that we create the player projections, the way that we create these team totals up here, are all from game simulations, okay? We are simulating play-by-play, possession-by-possession for NBA, how these games on the slate can play out. Now, this setting over here on the projections page is set to build mode, is toggled to sim automatically, okay? You generally want to leave this alone. The only time I would switch it to optimizer is if I were playing cash games or head-to-heads. But in general, you want to leave the build mode on the sim side. Sim mode is better for tournaments, GPPs, most of the contests that users are playing in the DFS lobby. Now, what this does is it will grab a certain number of sims per game, play them out, and then put those, build the best lineup based on those sims, and then put that lineup into your pool. The sim diversity slider controls how many sims are used each time we build a lineup. So at 10 sim diversity, we're grabbing one sim of each game on the slate. And then at zero, we're using effectively all the sims, and we're using the average scores for the players. Everything in between is kind of a sliding scale. 10 is one, and then nine is more sims, more and more and more, all as you go down, all the way until you're using all the sims at zero. Okay, so sim diversity and the sim build mode setting is the first type of sim. All right, now this is what everyone uses. This is on all subscriptions. Now the second sim that comes into play is the contest sim. You can see it up here in the top right. It's grayed out right now. But effectively, there's two default methods for sorting your lineups depending on what plan you're on. There is portfolio, which is what you would use on starter. And then there is Portfolio Plus, which is what you would use on ultimate. Now, both options, Portfolio and Portfolio Plus, do feature contest sims. They just feature them in different ways. On Portfolio, we effectively run one contest sim with what we've determined are like normal payout structures. And then we use the results from that sim to grade your lineups. That is what SaberScore is. SaberScore is effectively ROI from what we call this simplified contest sim. Portfolio Plus uses all of the exact contest data from the contest that you're playing. The exact contest data is what can be seen in the contest tab. The exact number of entrants, the exact percent to first, the exact cash percent. Everything you see, all these specifics, right? Including the number of entries you have. Maybe it is a 20 max, but maybe you only entered five lineups. Well, playing five lineups means you should play different than when you play 20 lineups, right? So we're taking all of this sim data into account contest by contest. If you're playing five contests, we're running five different sims, taking into account the unique aspects of each contest that we're playing. And then after the sims run, we're grading the lineups by those specific contests. So if we were using one group per contest in our 220 max example, the lineups in the top sim would be sorted by that contest's ROI. The lineups in the second group would be sorted by that contest's ROI. So a lot more specificity when you use Portfolio Plus. All right, next question. Is it possible to do something like run three builds and then from each build take the top 50 lineups from each build and then put those in a 150 set? And is that recommended? Good question. Yes, you can absolutely do this. This is effectively the purpose of this favorites option over here. Now, what you would do here, and we'll get rid of this top group. We don't need it. Let's change this to 40. Well, let's change it to 50, like we discussed. And then we're going to build 1,500 lineups. I will talk about how to do this. All right. So we're running some lineups to demo this. While we wait, there is a tutorial on how to do this that I have. It's in the Office Hours channel in Discord in the pinned messages. It is called favoriting a single lineup and bulk favoriting a set of lineups. Okay. So just drop that link. That is just for future use. We're still going to go over it here, but just wanted to make that resource known to everyone. All right. So lineups ran. We have our 50 lineups here, right? And let's say, you know, I want to take these 50, right? Okay. What I would do is first thing is I would click the bookmark on the top lineup. Kind of weird. I might make a note of that. So my lineup is still bookmarked. So when you guys see weird stuff, reporting a problem is great. Click bookmark icon of a manual group, and group disappeared and had to recreate it. All right. Just a little stuff like that helps our team. So this one's bookmarked, right? We already clicked it. Then what I would do is I would scroll down to the last lineup here, and I'm going to remove the question so it's visible. I'm going to hold the shift button on my keyboard. I'm going to click the bookmark for the last lineup. It's going to grab all of the lineups in between the initial one and the last one that I just clicked, and it's going to move them all to the favorites tab. So now you can see here in parentheses, I have a 50 in my favorites section. So I have effectively sent 50 lineups to the favorites. I can do this two more times, right? And then once I am satisfied and I have my 150, I can come into the favorites, go to lineups, just loading the lineups now. And then I can create a group, assign my contest, or I can use a template. And then I can access these lineups from my pool. Now, the portfolio isn't going to load the lineups unless you run another sim. So I think it's easier to just switch to Uniques 1. It really doesn't matter what you sort by because these are just the 50 lineups that you've already chosen. So it doesn't matter if they're projected score, Saber score, old Saber score. You just want these lineups. Also says where they came from. Hey, all these lineups came from build 2. If you had more lineups, it would say they came from build 3, build 4, whatever. So that is how you put 50 lineups in the favorites and then access them. And then if you put more lineups in your pool, you can just increase this number to 100, 150, etc. All right. Good question there. Does my own update throughout the day or just entered once, then update after slates start? Good question. It updates throughout the day. And you can actually keep up with this in two places. Easiest way to keep up with updates is by hovering over the refresh projections icon. It will tell you, hey, these are the last times we ran projections, and these are the last times that we ran ownership. So it looks like we haven't really ran anything in a couple hours here. Slate is still a little less than 3 hours away. Our team will be updating as we approach, but this is a really good resource to see the last time things updated. Another really good source, and this one I highly recommend to use while a slate is in progress, is going to the Discord, going to NBA lineup alerts, and then when a slate is in progress, you're going to see updates like this. So when lineups get announced, we're going to say, hey, this is the lineup that was confirmed, and we will tell you if this is the lineup that we expected or not. These ones say no difference from expected. I'm going to try and find one that is different. Okay, here we go. So yesterday for the Phoenix game, we were expecting Ryan Dunn to start, but Phoenix decided to start Colin Gillespie. Now we're making a note, hey, this lineup is effectively different than we expected. And then you can see how projections adjust based on that news. So it looks like he went up about 2.5 points and Dunn came down almost 2 points as well from this change. So NBA lineup alerts, very, very insightful. Because what will happen is if the projections, if there's a projection, if a sim finishes, right, this projection icon will light up green. So you know there are new sims available for you, new projections available based on new sims. It doesn't exactly tell you what changed. The Discord is where you find that information. We do that for NBA. We do that for NFL. We do that for hockey. We do that for college football. I don't remember if we do that for NFL. I don't think we do that for MLB, though. MLB is just lineup confirmations. And then golf, we don't do that either. But the rest, we do. I don't think we do it for WNBA. Oh, we do, though. We do WNBA. Sweet. So, yeah. So, a lot of information here in these lineup alert channels about what exactly has changed. So, the projections, typically when projections change, that will generally cause the ownership to change. Now, if you see really minor projection adjustments, okay, I think this is just like a good general note. I really wouldn't be concerned about ownership changes when you see very minor sim finishes, right? Like, I, in my experience, would not expect a big ownership adjustment to come when a player moves very small. I think this is a great example. This Houston-Utah sim, Nurkic moves 0.7 points, Collier moves 0.5. I don't think you're going to see a very big ownership adjustment from something like this, which is the my own column, right? This top one where Grayson Allen is ruled out, yeah, I would expect this. You know, a guy loses 26 points, you know, all of that, those minutes and usage gets dispersed to the rest of the team. We see some players move, you know, 3 to 10, 15 to 22, 17 to 21, 28 to 30. You know, we see quite a bit of movement here. I would expect this to be much more impactful for the my own. So just be aware of like how big these adjustments are, and you can, you know, analyze what you see on the other side accordingly. So I think that's just like a really good note to make. Seen some questions around that. Next question. How many times, Black Suit said, thanks, you're welcome. Question, how many times does it run simulations on own end games? So there isn't a, how do I say this? There isn't a specific number of times we run sims. Typically, it's based on news, and it's based on mostly like injuries in like line movement or like announcements. So, you know, if we get a news right now that Anthony Edwards is out, you know, we might run a sim, but we might only run a sim for the Minnesota New Orleans game and not the other ones, right? I think it's important to know when the information is like ready to be used. For NBA, you want to use, you want to pay attention to when the check marks are yellow. Okay. The teams, I'm sorry, not yellow. Check marks are green. Okay. So for like NBA, we go to yesterday. You see all these teams have green check marks. That means that we confirmed their lineups. We were like, hey, you know, these lineups are confirmed. And the starting lineups have been announced. You also have, you also have green check marks for MLB for when lineups get announced. For NFL, we don't have green check marks, but inactives come out 90 minutes prior to lock. We will run sims for all of the final inactive news. And then our team will generally make an announcement, something like this, where it says, hey, that is the final sim for Monday Night Football, for the main slate, or for Thursday Night Football. You know, we always kind of communicate. Those are the final sims for the morning, and then we'll have another message for the afternoon slates. So all of that gets communicated there, so just be aware of that. Looks like there's a little follow-up. Shane said, awesome answers. Much appreciated. You're welcome. So meaning like 20K sims. Or gotcha. So we sim each game on the slate 25,000 times last I checked. That number has crept up over the years. I think we used to do 5,000, and then it has slowly crept up and up and up. And I believe we are currently at 25,000 sims of each game on the slate. All right, next question. I'm on Ultimate. Your lineup groups show average projection, average saber score, average ROI. Mine only show high, medium, low saber score. Yeah, these are your aggregate metrics, and these can be changed. So these are ones that I generally use. I I think these are good ones based on what I've seen in flashback and things like that. So the average projection, average Saber score are what I would use for starter. The average projection, average ROI are what I would use on ultimate. I think, you know, one and two or like A and B or A and C are like kind of the way you want to go if you're labeling them A, B, C, left to right. The aggregate metrics here control this. You can change them, right? So here I have changed mine. So if you add max, median, min, Saber score, you can delete them and then you could use whatever you want. You know, maybe you like seeing your max ROI. Okay, great. You know, throw that in here. You have to run a contest sim first in order for the ROI to be available in this dropdown here. So it'll say like contest sims when the data is available, which is why I'm not seeing it in the dropdown right now, but why it exists here because I've done it in the past. So anytime you want to change these, you can. Like I said, these are the ones I recommend. So if you want to use those, feel free to. So those, I think those are good. All right. A lot of good questions here. Think we are all caught up. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, Wednesday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.